Hi, I'm Nikki from Teaching Autism, and welcome to the Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. Are you an autism or special education professional? Are you a teacher or therapist looking for support and new ideas? You may even be a parent, family member, or carer. This podcast is perfect to help you find out more information, support, and get some of your questions answered. Hi everyone, so today's episode on our podcast is a little bit different. Today I am targeting our support systems in our classrooms, and I think the teachers all around the world will admit that they couldn't do their jobs without our assistants there. They are the butter that helps hold all the bread together in our classroom. And I often get a lot of assistants, paraprofessionals, support assistants reaching out to me asking what they should be doing in the classroom. What can they do to prove themselves as a good assistant? But also, what can they do to help ensure they are being as helpful and supportive to the classroom teacher as possible? So today I thought that this deserved a podcast episode all of its own. So I've put together 17 different tips and ideas that you can put into practice to help ensure that you are the best assistant that you can be. Number one, a great assistant is someone who genuinely cares about the students in their care. So they care about their teacher, they care about the other members of staff in the classroom, they care about the whole process. And let's face it, you are not doing this job for the money. You are doing this job because you want to make a difference. You love going into school every day, supporting the teacher, working with your team, and helping to make a difference in your students' lives. Number two, be willing to listen, learn, and change. Changing isn't a negative reflection on yourself. We all learn new things every day, and from this, we reflect on ourselves. What can we change to make ourselves a better version of ourselves? We're always changing, every day, and it's a fantastic way for us to progress and better ourselves. And honestly, please listen to feedback you're given. It often comes from a place of care, kindness, and love, where people are offering you advice to help you further progress your career and yourself as well. Number three, don't get told twice what to do. Actually, sometimes doing something without being asked is even better. And I don't mean go off and do whatever you want. For example, if your teacher has a timetable on the wall and you can see snack is going to be at 2 p.m. today, at 1:55 you can start prepping for snack. Look at the routines your teacher sets from the start of the year and pay attention to these. If at 2:55 every day the first week the teacher asks you to get the children's bags and jackets sorted for home time, you know that this is a routine that's going to be ongoing. So start using your initiative to act on this as well. Your teacher will be grateful when you're using your initiative to help take some workload off them. But remember not to overstep your mark either. Number four, respect confidentiality. Sometimes we have a bad day at work, and that's not necessarily because we've had challenging behaviours or from students. It could be from something in our personal lives. So be a support system for your teacher and respect their confidentiality. Don't run off and tell everyone else what your teacher's telling you. Number five, it is very important to be flexible in this job. Things are always changing in the classroom, and you can't go in and expect to have the same day today that you had yesterday. So flexibility is a key game changer for this role. Number six, if your teacher gets pulled away to deal with a situation elsewhere or for a meeting, be willing to jump in. Let her feel confident that you've got this. The classroom is going to be okay while she's out. You know what you're doing. You know what your teacher wants you to do. The classroom will be run the same way your teacher runs it. If someone comes in, they won't be able to tell that it's you in charge instead of the teacher because you're both on a consistent keel. Number seven, and this is super important, be punctual and on time, or even early. There's nothing worse than someone who turns up late at the same time as your students. I love it when assistants turn up early, ready for the day ahead. It means you can all have a quick chat about plans for the day and share any important information. Number eight, be positive. There is nothing worse than working with a negative Nancy, right? I think we've all been there. We've come into work happy, looking forward to the day, and then negative Nancy is sat in the corner complaining about anything and everything in the world. Her life is the worst thing ever. You know, we've all known a negative Nancy, and we all know how that negativity can rub off on us if we let it. So be positive and upbeat. This will help make the classroom have a more positive and happy atmosphere as well. Number 9, work as a team. There is no I in team. Nobody can run a classroom all on their own. You have to all work together to make the classroom run smoothly and successfully for your students. Number 10, take time to build relationships with all the students in your class. Ensure that you give them the same respect that you want to receive from them. Spend time getting to know them. What makes them tick? What their likes and dislikes are? What their family life is like? Look for things that unsettle them. The more you know your students and build that relationship, the more they're going to trust you and respond to you. And this is really important because your teacher may not have time to sit down and build relationships with every single student. But if you're helping them, then there's going to be every student with a strong relationship with a member of staff in that classroom. Number 11. And again, this is all about building positive relationships. But this time, you're going to be building positive and professional relationships with all the staff in your classroom. Not just your teacher, all the staff. This is almost as important as taking that time to build relationships with the students in your class. You all need to be on the same sheet. You are there to work together and support each other as well. You're like a family. You're spending all day, every day together. And it's really important that you all have a good relationship. It'll make working together as a team so much easier to do as well. My best year was when we all worked so well as a team and we had such great relationships. We can literally read each other's minds. We knew what to do next. We knew what each other was thinking. And this made the year run so smoothly. We could even look at each other and have eye contact and know what move to take next or know what we were thinking. Your students will also pick up on the relationships between staff. If there's a frosty relationship going on between two members of staff, your students are going to know about it no matter how much you try and cover it up. So it's really important that you do have those good professional relationships. Number 12, have open communication with your class teacher. If you see something that you think would work really well for the students in your class, or you have an idea you would like to try out, let your teacher know. Tell them about it. It can be really hard work thinking of new activities to try out all the time. So your teacher will really appreciate you coming up with new ideas and strategies for them to try out and add to their lesson plans. Number 13, don't think that you're above anything. I have met a lot of staff who think that the only person who should be clean in the classroom is the cleaner. And that's not the case. If you've had a messy activity, take a few minutes to help tidy up. Invite the students to help you clean up as well. This is an important life skill to teach them. Get out a mop or a broom and start sweeping and cleaning the area. Cleaning up after each activity is much easier to start the next activity. And nobody wants a messy classroom. And everyone should be working together as a team, and everyone should be working on these same skills like cleaning as well, even the classroom teacher. Number 14, a sense of humor. Things are not always going to go perfectly. There's going to be times where things are going to be really tough. You may be put into challenging situations. And we've always said in our teams where if you don't laugh, you're going to cry in certain situations. So being able to laugh things off can really help to lighten the mood. Number 15, support your teacher's ideas. Sometimes we may come up with the craziest of ideas, but they do actually come from a place of love. Planning crazy activities can sometimes be your teacher's way of hoping the students will find them fun and engaging and different to what they do every day. Even if you think it sounds totally crazy and you think it's not going to work, support your teacher anyway, because you never know, this activity could work super well. And next month, you may be asking your teacher to support you with an idea that you have that they think is crazy. Number 16, be consistent. Follow your teacher's approach. If they say no to a student doing something, they can't come to you and you say yes. You all need to be on the same leaf, have a consistent approach, and this is what will help to build that trust between you as well. Number 17, you'll complement each other well. So you may have a teacher with a lot of experience in communication, while you have a lot of experience in all things sensory, and these can complement each other. So you can take on the role of lead in sensory activities, and your teacher can learn things from you. And then your teacher can share information about communication to help you learn more about that as well. So you're constantly sharing skills and helping to become better versions of yourselves as well. By you taking on the role of lead in sensory activities, you'll get an area of responsibility. And this can help you feel more appreciated and more a member of the class as well. And it can also help to lessen your teacher's workload too. So those are my 17 tips for what you can put into action this year to help you be the best possible assistant for the teacher in your classroom. And it will also help you to grow professionally and personally as well. So thank you for tuning in to our What Makes a Good Assistant in the Classroom podcast episode. I hope you found these tips helpful and you have the best year this school year. Don't forget to head on over to our website, teachingautism.co.uk, and here you can find lots of great informative blog posts to help you out. We also have an assistant binder on there that's perfect for teaching assistants, support staff, and paraprofessionals. This will help you stay organized and keep all your notes, information, and progress in one place for easy access for you. If you have a question for me or there's a topic that you would love to see covered on our podcast, just send me an email at contact@teachingautism.co.uk or reach out to me on social media. We love to cater our podcast episodes to make them personal and helpful for you guys. So we're always taking ideas from you to record for future episodes. If you have a spare few minutes, please, please, please consider heading to iTunes and leaving us a review on this podcast. I love to hear from you guys, and leaving those reviews will help others to find our podcast as well. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon.